This year marks the 60th anniversary of the famous children's books publisher Albatross, which had a monopoly on the market before the end of communism in 1989 and remains to this day the publisher of the most popular titles in children's literature. As part of the anniversary, an exhibition in the Prague National Library gives children a chance to experience the adventurous world of their favourite cartoon characters firsthand.
This year, Albatross, the most famous Czech publishing house for children's literature, is celebrating its 60-year anniversary. Albatross had a monopoly in publishing children's books during the communist era and brought the Czech nation the majority of its early beloved cartoon characters, including what is probably the most recognized Czech cartoon creature of all times, Zdeněk Miller Skrtek, a mole who cannot speak but gets into a lot of interesting adventures regardless. Petr Onufer, editor-in-chief of the publishing house's Albatross Plus division, explains the special meaning Albatross has for the Czechs.
During the worst times of communist oppression, it was one of the very few refugees for certain banned authors because the censors didn't really pay too much attention to children's literature. So, in a way, it even in during the normalization times in the 70s, there were chances for banned authors to publish in Albatross, and they would publish books that wouldn't be allowed to be published anywhere else.
On the occasion of their anniversary year, Albatross joined forces with the Prague National Library to organize the aptly titled exhibition Ať jsem, kdo jsem, vyrostl jsem s Albatrosem. In English, no matter who I am, I grew up with Albatross. Is it true that most Czechs have learned to read from books published by Albatross? Mr. Onifer, again.
Absolutely. It definitely was through after the older generations, because, as I said, before 1989, Albatross was the only children's publisher. Nowadays, the situation is a bit different, but still the Albatross portfolio is so rich that it really includes the most valued authors. So I would believe that even the present-day children did learn to read with Albatross.
The exhibition opened in late November at Prague's National Library's gallery Clementinum, which typically focuses its exhibits around adult audiences, but decided to grant an exception to Albatross in the year of the publishing house's anniversary. Barbara Štěbová is the spokeswoman of the National Library.
This collaboration was born when the National Library decided to lend its gallery Clementinum spaces to the publishing house Albatross, which is celebrating its 60-year anniversary. It is the most famous children's book publishing house in the Czech Republic, and it is our goal to get children to read. And if they like a book, then they will keep reading, and it becomes probable that one day they will become a customer of the Czech Republic's National Library.
In the exhibition, children and adults alike can re-encounter their favorite characters from fairy tales and cartoons penned by children's literature greats such as Zdeněk Miller, Josef Lada, and Jiří Trnka. Paper models of fairy tale castles, reissued illustrations, and hardcover copies of Czech book classics like the fairy tale Pohádka o mašinkách, featuring the popular tomcat Kocour Mikeš, are all on display. The exhibition also features readings and workshops for children. It will run in the Gallery Clementinum of the Prague National Library until February 7th, 2010.
And I neglected to say that was Sarah Borovka reporting there on 60 years of the children's publisher.